With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Nearly all of the 5th Congressional District candidates attended a forum hosted by the West Monroe West Washita Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday. 8 of the 10 qualified candidates, including incumbent Representative Vance McAllister, were on hand to share their vision for the district. Harris Brown, a Monroe businessman seeking the post, says one item stands above the rest when talking to voters in the district.
I got to believe it's the economy. You know, everything I've learned in business is about creating jobs. And that's not to say we don't have these big issues like immigration and the VA and all that's going on in Washington with the overreach. But for the 5th district, which is what I really care about, I think the key to us is creating more jobs.
Fellow Republican candidate Ed Tarpley points to a national issue that Congress should address now.
Illegal immigration is an absolute disgrace. We must secure the border. We already have enough laws on the books right now to deal with the illegal immigration problem. All we need to do is enforce the law.
Each candidate was given 5 minutes to share their message with the audience during the forum. The general election is set for November 4th. A federal judge has upheld Louisiana's ban on same-sex marriages, as well as the state's refusal to recognize gay marriages legally performed in other states. U.S. District Judge Martin Feldman's ruling earlier today broke a string of 20-plus court wins for supporters of same-sex marriage since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act last year. Feldman agreed with state attorneys who argue that states have the right to define marriage. A spokesman for a gay rights group says an appeal is planned. LSU's Pennington Biomedical Research Center has been selected to test a new drug that's designed to treat Alzheimer's disease. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the latest project.
Dr. Jeffrey Keller with Pennington says the experimental drug could slow the pace of the disease for those who have mild to moderate Alzheimer's.
So the fact that it has multiple modes of action and is different than things that have been tried previously, we're real excited by it.
Keller says as part of the trial, Pennington will examine the effects of the investigational medicine on 12 different patients. If you know someone that might be qualified, you can call area code 225-763-3000. Jeff Palermo reporting.
This is KEDM News.